Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
It's time to get rambling with your host of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast, Nick Pearl. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Nick Pearl, and I had a really busy weekend, guys. I went to the big event down in Brentwood, New York, and I had the opportunity to talk to so many incredible wrestling stars, some that I didn't even think I would ever have the chance to meet, like freaking Rikishi, Dijak, Tegan Knox, James Ellsworth, all these guys that I've seen on my TV. They're just there in front of me, just chilling. So I had a really good time at this. I can't wait to talk about it. And not only this, we're also going to get into Monday Night Raw that just happened. It just finished maybe an hour ago back in Brussels. And we're going to talk about the John Cena and Cody Rhodes segment. So without further ado, let's get rambling. The big event really was a big event. I didn't even know they did things like this. Like, I know they had, like, certain meet and greet opportunities with a bunch of stars. I had no idea what to expect with this. I knew they had Titus O'Neil going. I knew they had Sergeant Slaughter, the Great Khali, Hornswoggle, all these guys I knew were going to be there. It felt like this was kind of low-key. But the more names that started to get announced, I really started to think, maybe this is more of a big deal than I thought. I had no idea what was going to happen when I got there. And my brother Jaden just so happens to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Titus O'Neil fan. If we did our bingo cards for wrestling predictions for the whole year, and everything on Jaden's is like, Titus wins the Rumble. Titus wins Money in the Bank. Titus wins a WWE title. It's all Titus O'Neil. Even though he's doing them as a joke, he loves Titus, and there's no joking about that. So I saw Titus O'Neil was going to be at the big event. I said, you know what? I'm surprising my brother. I'm not going to tell him what we're doing. I'm just going to tell him, keep this day open. So I told him that a month ago. He put it in his calendar. And then the night before, he's talking to his boy. I called him the general manager, Colin. And I said, Colin, you want to come with us? I'm not going to tell you what we're doing. But if you Venmo me $35.88, you can come with us. And I'm sure you'll have a good time. Just bring some extra cash. Colin said, sure. You're really not going to tell me? I said, nope. So Colin Venmo'd me, and we ended up all going together. And I also went with my parents, because I wanted them to see what was actually going on here, because I really had no clue what to expect, like I said. And I just thought it would be the coolest thing for them to see Jaden meeting one of his all-time favorites. And they could also, you know, take the pictures and record for me. So that was always a big plus. So we all went, the five of us. We get online, and there's this guy next to us that gets out of the car. He's got WWE the ice cream bars on his jacket, and he's got this TNA poster. So Jaden's looking at it like, where the hell did you make us go? What did we have tickets for? Is this like a WWE show? I said, why would they bring a TNA poster to a WWE show? And then people are starting to walk past us. Someone's dressed like The Undertaker. Somebody's got a Sasha Banks Mercedes Moné jacket on. All these very specific outfits. And Jay goes, what is happening? Just the fact that they didn't know makes the thing even funnier. You could check out the vlog. I posted a vlog on the YouTube just of the lead up to going in there and then the actual interactions we had with everybody. So really good time. But we go in, we're on the line for maybe, they had a fast pass. They let you in at 9:30 and then the regular general admission started at 10. AJ's the headliner. Everybody wants to see AJ. So the fast pass goes in and then they start letting the general admission $35.88 people in, which was us. We go in, we're waiting inside to get our wristbands, and Jay sees the sign that has Titus O'Neil's face on it, and then he starts going nuts. So he meets Titus O'Neil first. He gets the first meet and greet done, out of the way. Really, really nice guy. Jay was so nervous. He doesn't really do these meet and greets. Like, he met the Hardys. He met Hornswoggle with us 12 years ago, Santino, Zack Ryder back in the day when he had the neck brace on, feuding with John Cena and Kane and Eve Torres, that whole thing that was going down. But Jaden really hasn't met a ton of wrestlers. So him having the opportunity to go and see Titus, he had no idea what to say. Jay, if you want to do the hoo-hoo-hoo with him, you just got to ask. Say, could we do that on video? He didn't. Jay had no idea what to say. He's just in awe the whole time. It was awesome. He got a great autograph. It was the Hall of Fame. Jay forgets he's in the Hall of Fame. He got the Warrior Award in like 2021, I think, or whatever year it was. So Jay goes to leave and he's like, oh, Titus, I used to love when you used to do the hoorah, hoorah, hoorah. So Titus laughed. I said, Jay, you should have asked to do it with him. Not say I used to love when you did that. Say, can we do it? You got to word these things. If you go to one of these meet and greets, you're paying the money. If you ask to do something, the wrestler that you're meeting is most likely going to say, yeah, sure, why not? We'll do it for fun. You can post it and I'll get more views and you'll get views. So it's a win-win situation. After we met Titus, we go to walk down because I got to meet Great Khali, but James Ellsworth just so happens to have the table right next to us. I said, you know what? We're meeting James Ellsworth. Had a crazy career in WWE. Brought in as a jobber with Braun Strowman. The only reason that people remembered him is because he had the opportunity to cut a promo in the ring before that squash match saying any man with two hands has a fighting chance. And people held on to that. People remembered it to the point where they brought Ellsworth back, got a contract. He beat AJ Styles. He had on-screen moments with Dean Ambrose, Carmella, one of his most memorable moments when he won the Money in the Bank for her. And then you forget that happened because they just ran it back the next SmackDown and Carmella won again because they said shenanigans. Kind of dumb. But Ellsworth really accomplished a lot. The thing that we remember the most is what I'm about to tell you right now. I wanted to ask him a question. That was my goal. And my question to him was, what was the toughest bump you ever took while in the WWE? And I knew the answer before I asked it. And when he responded, it was the 2017 Royal Rumble, where Braun Strowman chokeslammed him over the top rope right down to the floor when he got eliminated. Great Rumble spot. One of the most brutal eliminations. It's up there with Paul London when he got clotheslined by Snitsky. But just the fact that I knew his answer before he said it, and his face when I'm asking him this question was like, It was a great moment for me. My first time going to asking a wrestler that was on WWE television a question. And it was just casual. I just kind of pulled the phone up after we took a picture. I said, I got a question for you. Glad I had the opportunity to do that. And that wasn't the only time we saw him this night. After that, went right over to Great Khali. He's right next to Bret Hart. And we go up to Khali. He is massive. We all know he's massive. He's a big guy. But just shaking his hand is like triple the size of my hand. So he was that was nuts, man. Khali was scrolling through Instagram. He had an AirPod in, shaking my hand. I said, can you put me in the Khali vice grip? So he put me in the vice and his two hands almost covered my whole head. He was just straight chilling. But the fact that he held my head in the vice grip for like 40 seconds because the girl wasn't ready to take the picture and my mom was just recording. I got held by the Great Khali. And it didn't hurt. That was the first of three times at the big event where I got beat up. All right? After the Great Khali, we walked around a little bit. I'm trying to think of the order that we met these people in. My girl Tegan Knox. You've heard me say many, many, many big things about her on here. I'm one of her biggest supporters. People don't understand why I like Tegan so much. I just feel like she's a genuine nice person who never got the opportunity to showcase her skills in the WWE. Such a waste of talent, sitting and catering, not doing anything, not even in the Speed Championships, by the way, when they introduced that belt. How that happens, I don't know. But I was so nervous to meet her. I thought she was debuting at Grand Slam, then it ended up being Saraya. Like, I was probably the only person in the whole Arthur Ashe Stadium that thought it was Tegan Knox. And I was disappointed when it wasn't. But we go up to her. She had a little bit of a line, very tiny. So nice. She liked my shirt. I was trying not to, you know, panic. She had my Royal Rumble Retro t-shirt on, so we were talking about that. She signed an autograph for me as Tegan and Nixon, because she's no longer Tegan Knox anymore. She goes by Nixon Newell. I told her the story at Grand Slam. She's like, oh, I wish that was me. Maybe next time. Somebody please sign me. I need money. I said, I feel the same way. Great interaction. The thing about these wrestlers is that a lot of them took their time. If you see like WWE meet and greets, and I'm sure when I go to Vegas and this happens, it's going to be quick snap. That's it. 30 seconds. A lot of these people took their time. We actually walked past Jerry Lawler and JR. I said, let's meet Jerry Lawler. Went over to him. He was on the phone with someone, so we had to wait a couple of minutes till he got off the phone. Shook his hand, got a picture. That's about the extent we did with Jerry. He had a bigger line than most. And it's funny, if you listen to the video in the vlog, you hear JR talking to him. I just find it so funny. Hearing JR's voice. You're good, Jerry! Awesome. So we go after Jerry. We get to Mr. USA. We get to Tony Atlas, an old timer, one of the biggest old timers that they had at this entire thing. I love Tony Atlas. For those of you that don't know who he is, go Google him, first of all. Second of all, watch Legends House on, what is it, on Peacock now? Legends House. Almost everybody that was on this show has sadly passed away, but Tony Atlas was one of the highlights every single time he was on. There was one moment that I remember. They were making this commercial, and it was the Flock of Flamingos. I don't know what Flock of Flamingos was, but Tony Atlas is just in the commercial. He's laughing. He just seems like a really, really fun guy to just sit down and talk to. So when I saw him, naturally, we needed to go meet him. He's looking through all these autographs that he has, all these pages that we can get signed. Then he sees my shirt. He starts pointing to each wrestler. And he is apparently an artist. He likes to draw. So he's taking out all of his art and showing me pictures of the wrestlers that are on my shirt that he drew. He had tons of these. And then we took our picture, and then he just starts talking to us for like 5 more minutes. My mom didn't get the full interaction on video, but Tony was telling us this story. I don't understand why he was telling us this. I don't know how true it is. It could be true, or it could just be him losing his mind telling a funny story. But he said he went to the zoo one time, and he got molested by a monkey, and he's no longer allowed to go to the zoo. No more monkey business. That's what he said to us. I'm like, what is happening right now? If he was the only person I talked to this entire time, I would have been so content. I could have sat there, pulled up a chair. He didn't have a big line. Greg the Hammer Valentine was sitting next to us talking. I could have sat there for a half hour to an hour and just listened to him talk and tell these stories. And I'm so glad I had the opportunity to talk to him. After Tony Atlas, we started making our rounds a little bit. We saw Hornswoggle. We had met him, like I said, like 12 years ago for the first time. So I always thought it'd be a really cool thing to meet a wrestler that we already met a long time ago and show them the picture. I showed him the picture and he was like, oh, thank you so much for the support. Went back. That was a full circle moment for me. One of the, I can't get over this. I just had so much fun at this thing and I didn't expect it to happen. I thought I was going to go meet 3 people and it turned into so many great interactions. The general manager really wanted to meet RVD. So we go over to RVD, but as we're walking there, Rikishi, he's sitting right next to RVD. Well, not right next, he's a couple tables over. I'm like, look, I love Rikishi. 2000 Royal Rumble, him dancing with everybody in the ring, eliminating them, too cool, all gone. I needed to get a picture with him. He was $60 for a selfie. what the hell? Why not? I PayPal'd it, went around the table, took our selfies, told them that 2000 Royal Rumble is one of my favorite Rumbles of all time, and partially because of that moment. He goes, I know, I'm the best. He probably made the easiest money out of anybody. $60, give me your phone, we'll take a selfie, and you're on your merry way. But it's something I'm never going to forget for my entire life, that interaction with Rikishi. So we go over to Rob Van Dam. We're on his line, and we look over to James Ellsworth, and Chris Masters is there now. We were huge fans of Chris Masters back in the day, even though when we were watching, he wasn't being pushed as the next big thing anymore. He was just kind of the mid-card, then they got released. I thought him being released was a huge miss by the WWE. He had so much potential. And since getting released, I feel like he hasn't really done too much. But his big thing was the Master Lock. Can you break the Master Lock? So I went over to the table. I said, hey, Chris, nice to meet you. $20 for a picture. All right, can you put me in the Master Lock? He locked it in. He could have applied it harder. Second time I got beat up that night. After Chris Masters, we meet RVD, and this was the one guy that out of everybody here that I was just so starstruck. I did not know what to say. I was like, we got to do the Rob Van Dam. Rob saying how, you know, Kurt Angle does, oh, it's damn true, but that was my thing first. It's the I'm the whole damn show, Rob Van Dam. It was funny. He was just, I don't know what he was talking about, but he was basically saying everybody stole his catchphrases. So we went behind, did the Rob Van Dam. My mom's video was blurry. I don't know how that managed to be, but we got great pictures. I had one more guy on my bucket list, and it was Sergeant Slaughter. He follows me on Twitter, guys. I don't think he realizes, but he does. Even if maybe he's not the one controlling the Twitter account. I do have a follow from the official Sergeant Slaughter Twitter page. Go check it out. NickPearl_ on Twitter, and you'll see that he's verified. $60 for a picture. Add $20 more to get put in the Cobra Clutch. I said, you know what? Let's freaking go. The guy was introducing us to him. What's your name? Nick? Nick, meet the Sarge. Jay, meet the Sarge. Colin, meet the Sarge. And then my dad, Danny, meet the Sarge. So dad actually used to watch Sergeant Slaughter growing up. Seeing my dad shake Sergeant Slaughter's hand was really, really nutty to me. So we got our pictures with the Sarge. And then everyone gets out. He goes, all right, who's getting the Cobra Clutch? I said, I'm getting the Cobra Clutch. All right, Nick, get ready. We're going to take four pictures. First one, he had the Hall of Fame ring pointing to the camera. Second one, we're just pointing to the camera. Third one, he chokes me out like they used to do on TV. And then he proceeds to lock in the Cobra Clutch. And he really could have applied this. Just looking at him put it in, it doesn't look like it's going to do anything, but when you're in that position, man, all he has to do is jack himself up and crank it, and I'm going out. He put that in. I was selling it like hell. I tapped out. He's like, oh, is he going to tap? I'll tap to you, Sarge. But after that, he gave me this coin. I got the coin for surviving the Cobra Clutch. I am now in the Cobra Clutch Club. Shook his hand. What an honor to meet the Sarge. So I was content finishing off with Sergeant Slaughter, but then we looked next, and then they got Peter Griffin guy, the real-life Peter Griffin sitting there. So we got a picture with him. Frickin' sweet, he says. My mom's like, who's Peter Griffin? Are you kidding me? You don't know who Peter Griffin is? Look at him! She goes, oh, she didn't understand. But why is he here? This is a wrestling thing. I said, he's a wrestling fan! So I had to explain that lore to her. Got the picture with Peter Griffin guy. My parents left. My dad also got a picture with a Dusty Rhodes cosplayer. He was happy with that. Parents go out to the parking lot, and me, Jay, and Colin just walking around a little bit, doing one more lap. And then right at the entrance, Dijak had set up his own table. So why not? Let's go up to Dijak. He'll be the last wrestler we'll meet. And then I was showing him the video of him that I got when I went to MLW the one time when he debuted, came out, beat everybody up, joined the WTF, the World Titan Federation, with Mr. St. Laurent. And Dijak goes, oh, I saw this video. How cool is that? That's why I post these things. So he had seen it. So we just watched it again. Then I asked him if he was still in MLW. He said, yeah, he is. And the beauty about MLW is that they post on YouTube so you can watch it whenever, which is what I do. I do actually check out MLW still. Go on YouTube, but they have a big thing. They got the Battle Riot, I think they said, coming up. So definitely check that out. He's still actively in MLW. What an incredible experience this was. I keep looking up because I have the pictures up here. But the last 2-3 nights, I have not been able to sleep because I keep thinking about how this day was. I know that's kind of a geeky thing to say and a nerdy thing, but I love this stuff. I really do. And this just gets me even more hyped to go to WrestleMania. Like, I just bought my tickets to meet Sting and to meet Jinder Mahal. Two of my all-time favorites, by the way. And I might end up meeting the Iconics as well. They just put tickets on sale for them. And at WWE World, we got a bunch of names that I can meet. At the top of my list, my girl Lyra Valkyria. So if I'm able to purchase that tomorrow for WWE World, I'm going to be more than happy. I'm probably never going to sleep again. But if you guys have the opportunity to go to the big event at one of their big events that they hold, these big conventions, you gotta go. You gotta go at least once. Like, you could go meet one person and that's it. But just walk around. See who's there. Like, Lita was there. Danhausen was there. Mercedes Moné. JR. Zilla Fatu. I would have met Zilla, but I completely forgot he was there. He was, like, in the corner hiding. He's gonna be the future in WWE in, like, a year or two. So, keep your eye on him. Caitlin was there. AJ Lee, of course, the headliner. And that line was out the door. We were never gonna have the chance to meet her. Kind of sucky, because that would have been fun, but, you know, just wasn't in the cards. I just can't get over Tony Atlas and Chris Masters, Sergeant Slaughter. These interactions lasted a couple of minutes, making the money that we spent so worth it. And the memories will last a lifetime. So, to the big event, to all the wrestlers we met, all the superstars, thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to experience all this. And I can't wait for the next one. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. I've been your host, Nick Pearl, and I'll catch you all on the next one. Let's keep rambling, everybody.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.